There was an article in Forbes magazine this week entitled "The Importance of Building an Authentic Brand." And the author goes on to explain that in a world where there are so many fakes, scams, liars, that authenticity in a brand's message and identity is something that people need, desire, so desperately want. People go on social media to portray something they are, how much money they make, what they believe in. But when you build a brand, what people really connect to is the authenticity. People believe that what the brand is saying, they actually feel, that there's no hidden agenda. It's not only true by companies, by brands, but certainly it's true by people themselves. The people a person wants to be friends with, a spouse, colleagues, those who we connect with the most and the deepest are those who we feel are the most genuine, are the most authentic, are completely themselves. What they say is what they are. And what they express is what they feel. And this is certainly something the Torah emphasizes time and time again. Most notably, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. We know Yosef and the brothers had a tumultuous relationship. And when the brothers saw that Yaakov loved Yosef more, at least they perceived it that way, the pasuk says, Vayisnu oso, they hated Yosef. V'lo yachlu dabro l'shalom, they could not even say shalom aleichem to him. So on the surface, that pasuk is speaking disparagingly against the brothers, that they hated their brother, they couldn't even give him a shalom aleichem. And yet Rashi says, the phrase v'lo yachlu dabro l'shalom was actually a praise to the brothers, that they didn't speak one way and feel another. Because they hated him, they could have walked by him and give him a shalom aleichem anyway. But that wouldn't have been genuine. That wouldn't have been authentic. And so the fact that they didn't give him a shalom aleichem, that's actually a praise that they didn't say one thing and feel another. The very well-known Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which says that if a Talmud Chacham is not tocho kibaro, his inside does not reflect his outside, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He shouldn't be entering a Beis Medrash. The Medrash says that one of the three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive a person for is someone who's medaber achas bepeh v'achas believe. He says one thing, but he's really thinking another. The Gemara Bama Metzia and Daf Mem Tesamar Aleph learns from the phrase hin tzedek that when a person is making a purchase or making a sale, he shouldn't have in mind, as he's negotiating something, to change it later. Shelo yedaber echad bepeh ve'echad believe. And that might be with respect to masa umatan, business. And certainly the Gemara Makos and Daf Chaf Dal Medav tells us that Rav Safra was offered a certain price for something. He intended to accept that offer, but before he was able to speak, he was offered more. Nevertheless, he sold it for the original price that he mentally agreed to fulfill the pasuk, v'dover emes b'lvavo. One's intentions and one's words have to align. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, says, Osur la'adam lahanig atzmo b'divrei chelkus upitoy. A person shouldn't act in a way of seduction, division, v'lo yiyeh echad b'peh, ve'echad b'lev. A person shouldn't say one thing but really be feeling another. Elatocho kabaro. The Maritz Chiyot says that the Rambam could have gotten this from the Gemara Bam Metzia or from Yosef's brothers, but we see very clearly the Gemara in Psachim hammers this point home. And Daf Kakim Amabez. So there are three people in the world that are hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is someone who's medaber echad b'peh ve'echad b'lev. Being genuine, being authentic, is so essential to being a Torah Jew. We see it over and over again in the words of Chazal. And with that background, we have a big question. This question is asked by Rav Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Katz, author most known for the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which was the first Hasidic Sefer ever to be published. He was the greatest Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He also has a sefer, Ksonis Pasim. And in Ksonis Pasim, in Parsha Shlach, he asks the following question. The Pasuk, Perek Yedalad, Pasuk Chaf Dalad, after noting that most of the Meraglim, 10 of them, did not do the right thing, spoke disparagingly against Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Va'avdi Kalev, Ekev Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo. But my servant Kalev, he had a different spirit. Va'yamali Acharai, he followed me. Meaning, Kalev didn't take the bait. He saw exactly what the others saw, and yet he did not speak disparagingly against Eretz Yisrael. He encouraged Klal Yisrael to follow the word of Hashem and to enter the Holy Land. So what does it mean that Kalev had a Ruach Acheres? A different spirit. So Rashi explains, Ruach Acheres, Kalev had shtei ruchos. He had two spirits. Achas pepeh, ve'achas belev. He said one thing, but acted another. As to the Meraglim, to the 10 Meraglim that spoke evil against the land, Kalev said to them, Ani imchem be'itza. I'm with you guys. Don't worry about it. I have your back. The advice that you want to give them, I am in that same boat. You can count me in. However, says Rashi, in his heart, he said the truth. Believe, he never wavered. He intended only to speak positively about Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, that was Kalev's tactic as to how he was able to silence the other Meraglim. Vayahas Kalev. How are they silenced by him? The answer is because the Meraglim thought he was on their side. He was simply going to amplify and concur with what they had already said. So asks Rav Yaakov Yosef, HaKohen Katz, and Ksonis Pasim, how could Kalev do this? We just quoted 6 or 7 Maamir Chazal about how it's usur, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it, to be medaber echad bepeh ve'echad belev, to be so, to lack authenticity, to not be genuine, to not be sincere. How could Kalev, who we view as a tzaddik, he was one of the good ones, how could he exhibit such a negative midah? That's the kasha of Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Katz. So, I want to first quote 2 terutzim answers to this question, and then perhaps suggest an original third approach. So the first answer Rav Katz himself gives, which is that the Yaivitz in the Mishnah Avos asked the same question on Aaron HaKohen, as the Medrash tells us that often Aaron HaKohen, who was the paradigm of shalom, of peace, he would do it through sheker. He would tell one friend that the other one wanted to make up, tell the other friend wanted to make up, they both weren't true. He would tell a husband and wife, the other one really wants to apologize, he's just too shy. That wasn't true. So Aaron HaKohen was making shalom through the midah of sheker. When Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signature, the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. So there the Yaivitz answers that sheker is like a very risky drug. It can kill. You need a really skilled and talented doctor to administer. And so too, even negative midos, only the best doctors, only the biggest tzaddikim can handle, can administer properly such a midah. So Aaron HaKohen took the midah of sheker, and he very delicately was able to administer sheker in order to make shalom without having the sheker penetrate and affect him. Similarly, says Rav Katz, that's what Kalev needed to do. Chazal tell us, these other Meraglim, they wanted to kill Kalev if he wouldn't agree with them. Kalev needed to save himself. And therefore, Kalev also needed to administer a negative midah of being medaber echad bepeh ve'echad belev, for a greater good, for a higher cause. And because Kalev and Aaron were such tzaddikim, they were trusted with being able to handle even a negative midah and using it correctly. A more negative approach towards Kalev is taken by Rav Avram Saba, the Tzror Hamor, in Parshas Dvarim. He lived from 1440 to 1508. His granddaughter actually was the wife of Rav Yosef Cairo. So Rav Saba says that Kalev knew this was not something HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to approve of. This midah was hated. This midah went against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that is why, after Kalev does it, the pasuk says, Asher male acharai. Kalev followed me. But there's two ways to say a person followed Hashem. You could say, acharei Hashem, he went after Hashem, or lifnei Hashem, he went before Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is a term that's more associated with closeness, with dveikus, with Hashem, with being in line with exactly what God wanted. But yet the pasuk says, Kalev followed after Hashem, to indicate that this midah was not necessarily completely approved and stamped by God Himself. And although Kalev's intentions were pure, l'shem shamayim, even then, when Hashem wants it, it's only acharai, to indicate Hashem wasn't entirely happy with this approach. In fact, in Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in Parshas Emor, he writes that because Kalev used this negative midah, that's actually why Kalev had to go prostrate himself on the Kibrei Avos in Hebron and to daven to be saved from the Atzas Meraglim. As although in his heart, he really did believe the land was good and he intended to give a positive message, but because he had displayed this negative midah of Achas Bepev, Achas Belev, he really needed the Kibrei Avos in Hebron and Tefillah to save him, because perhaps this negative midah would have an influence on him. And a little bit deeper, we know Kalev had a very interesting name, Kalev. On the surface, it reminds us of a Kelev, of a dog. So why is a dog called the Kelev? So the Marasha in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadizayim and Aleph, is discussing the Gemara, which says that Ben David will come, Mashiach will come, in a generation where everything's out of whack. People are not acting properly. And one description of how people are not acting properly is, Upnei hador kipnei hakelev. The faces of those in the generation will be that of a dog. So the Marsha says, what's unique about a dog? Why is a dog called a kelev? It's called a kelev, chaf lamed vez, because it's kulo lev. A dog is all heart. When you see a dog, it's so loyal to its master. It looks like it has nothing but love. But that's all external. And the Marsha says that people in that generation will outwardly show love for others, as a dog does, but their hearts will not feel that way. So a kelev actually represents someone that shows one way, but might not feel that way. So perhaps it's no coincidence that Kalev is the same name as Kelev, because Rashi's telling us Kalev displayed a midah that's very similar to a Kelev, according to the Maharsha. In that, sometimes outwardly it displays one emotion, but internally it's feeling something else. And the Imre Emes, in his Maimon Parsha Zohar, says that what does it mean that a Kelev is kulo lev, that a dog is all heart? It's that a dog is driven by only his heart. There's no seichel, there's no logic of a dog. His heart just guides him. I love this master, I'm going to run to him, I'm going to lick this, I'm going to eat that. Kulo lev. That's not a positive midah. A Jew, says the Imre Emes, is the exact opposite. Because we're not kulo lev. Kulo lev implies that a person is a servant to his lev. We take our heart and make it in our possession. We can guide our heart through our moach, through our seichel, through our logic and through our mind. We can guide our heart the way we want to towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Kalev, even when he spoke one way, he kept his lev pure. He was kulo lev. His heart never wavered, because in his heart he believed the land was good. but his mouth wasn't on board. And so according to the Tzvar Maor, actually this wasn't such a positive midah. The Ruach HaCheres, unlike Rav Katz and the Yaivitz, that Kalev was such a tzaddik that he was able to wield this power of the negative midah for his own sake because he was trustworthy to administer it. Another approach is Kalev actually displayed a little bit of a negative midah here on his own level. And Kalev is kulo lev. But perhaps we can suggest a third approach, and this is based on a comment I saw in the Degel Machane Ephraim, Moshe Chaim Ephraim, in Parshas Bo. We know on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Ulcho b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, no dog barked at b'nei Yisrael. No dog was trying to bite the b'nei Yisrael. The dogs were silent. So Moshe Chaim Ephraim notes that there are no nekudos in the Torah Shebichsav. When you read, when you lay in a Torah, there's no nekudos. And the reason for that is so that we can darshan it deeper. We can take certain words and explain them in a deeper way, in a different way, in a way that gives us another insight, a deeper insight. And so he wants to extract a remez from this pasuk. He says that, why do tzaros come upon a person? Because a person's connected to sheker and not emes. When a person aligns with sheker, things don't go so well. What does it mean to align with sheker? It means a person's mouth and his heart, his peh and his lev are not aligned. As the gematria of peh, 85, along with the kolel, meaning the entire word, one word, equals 86, which is the same gematria as Elohim. Elohim is the midah of gevura, of din, of harsh judgment. So the peh itself is something that's strict. We need the lev, our heart, to sweeten that gevura, that din. But that's only when the peh and the lev are aligned. And says the Degel Machane Ephraim, this is alluded to in the pasuk, lo yecharatz, meaning no mazik will befall a person. No damage will befall a person. Not kelev lishono, but kilev lishono. If his lashon, his peh, is kilev, is like his heart. If his piv velibo shovin, if he clings to emes, all din can be sweetened. A person who's echad belev ve'echad bepeh, lo yecharatz kilev lishono. If kilev, if his heart is like his lishono, is like his mouth, lo yecharatz. That's the best. So it's interesting that kilev is also kalev. So perhaps kalev is kilev, meaning his heart and his mouth were always the same. Not only was this a midah tova that kalev possessed, but perhaps this was his essence. Kalev was kilev lishono. Always his heart and his mouth aligned. So if so, how do we explain that in this instance he was echad belev, echad bepeh? But maybe that's exactly the pshat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu always tests a person to go against his essence, to go against his best midah. We know Aaron HaKohen, we know Avram Avinu was tested with chesed, that was his midah, and he was forced to send away Yishmael. Yaakov's midah was emes, he was tested with having to lie so many times in his life, and we can go on and on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests a person to go against his main midah. Kalev's essence was kalev v'piv shavin, and here, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, Hashem said, is this midah for you, or is this midah for me? I want you to show me that your midah is not a midah of gaiva. Oh, look at me, I'm always an emes tikayid. No, take that midah, and when necessary, use it for my sake. Perhaps that's what we can learn from Kalev. That although he was Kalev u'piv shavin, he always had this midah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed him to change it, he changed it. All the midos we have are there to serve Hashem, whether they're our nature or whether they're not. And we learn from Kalev that we do the best we can with every midah we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly.